All right, y'all, we got the hurricane back for another episode of Warren's in Sandy, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. Y'all already know who I got with me. I won't say it because you got a little mad. I said it for you last time.
I didn't get mad. It's just that you never said it. I didn't get like a warning or anything. I was just confused.
These are spur of the moment things that happened in the intro.
It's me, DJK.
See, now you're depressed. You just go through every stage of grief over here.
No, because you didn't tell me. So I know it sounded like I got mad, but I was just confused.
All right. Now, y'all, listen. It is September 20th. Montero's delivery date was this September the 17th. Montero is now 3 days old. You know?
And
Montero isn't even like... Oh, Montero's crawling. Montero is walking on his own two legs, paying bills, getting records.
Getting, like, big bank.
Getting big bank. All right. So Lil Nas, everybody knows, he's been saying he's pregnant.
Okay.
Taking pictures of the baby belly, TikToks of the baby belly. Maybe he was drinking at the VMAs.
Wait.
And that may have affected the child, but it's okay.
Oh, because maybe that's why the child's so great. But can
maybe that's why the child is so great.
Because no type of advertisement will beat the way that he, like, delivered Montero.
I'm going to be real with you. I liked the way he introduced Industry Baby better because you really believed that he was about to go to court.
Okay. I don't know if it's him or his team, but somebody's
doing it right.
Because Montero had like, articles and stuff. I mean, Industry Baby had articles and stuff really being, like, da-da-da. He was on Instagram. I mean, he was on his TikTok, like, tune in for the date of the release.
Right.
Tune in for more. And then release the trailer. And then everybody was like, why is he in jail? Clearly, there's a whole scheme behind it.
For real. But the thing is, like, Lil Nas is doing what a lot of rappers refuse to do, which is actually saying when you're going to drop an album. Tyler, Doja, listen, I love y'all. Y'all's albums were great. What you can't just do
is make
some ambiguous advertisement like call me if you get lost and a number on a billboard. And you can't just not talk about it for so long and then just poop dropped.
No, because I'm getting so sick of that.
It's tiring.
It's okay, because like, yes, Tyler and Doja didn't do that bad. But you hear about how Donda released? They had been waiting for that for like ever. Like people were like staying up at night just for him to not drop it.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, you can't just pick a random date and be like, 28th?
No. 29th?
No, I'm joking. 29th? Kidding, just kidding again. 30th? Like,
No. First? It's truly doing too much.
Lil Nas gave us a date, and he stuck to it.
Well, me and DJK, I think we were both up at midnight when he was like,
okay,
actually comes out in an hour.
Yeah, I was.
And I know in California time that means it came out at midnight, but that doesn't mean it came out at midnight to me. And yeah. I was upset.
I was very hurt because I stayed up till 12 and I'm like looking at Instagram and like 12:01. He like posted, he was like, Montero's going to be here in an hour. And I went to sleep.
Like, now, I remember he was on live too because I'm subscribed and I have channel notifications on. And he was like, Baby Montero's delivery. And I was like, do I want to tune into this? No.
Okay,
I just the album.
Because I have such a, you know what? That album's still going to be there in the morning.
Right.
It's not going to disappear because I wake up. And then I'm like, I'm not missing that much either because I wake up for school at 6. I'm going to wake up, immediately start playing it.
Exactly. Mind you, I've played Montero like
two times.
My cat... For how many times I've played all of Montero in a day has been 6 so far.
Montero is about to, you know, Apple Music gives like the little breakdown like how Spotify does. Montero might beat Hamilton.
Oh my. That's a feat for you.
I have a Hamilton problem.
Oh, certainly.
Like I can listen to the whole Hamilton soundtrack like back to back to back. But Montero might be up there.
See, I got a little something controversial to say. I think Lil Nas could write Hamilton, but Lin-Manuel Miranda couldn't write Montero.
He couldn't. He couldn't do it.
He couldn't.
It'd be subpar.
He wouldn't have been able to eat the beat for Dollar Slime Slime like Lil Nas did.
Oh my God.
Because that beat was
okay. It's something about Scoop that just makes me want to like move my legs. Like I don't know. I'll be listening to it and like, You the one and gotta with me all night.
See, I love that everything on that album is so thought out. I don't know if I'm the only person that's like psychoanalyzed why each feature is each feature and like each song. Because with Megan, both him and Megan are people that are considered to like be less rapper than other rappers. Megan because she's a woman, Nas because he's gay. And they're just talking about how they're, despite what y'all are saying, they're still making big bag from their songs. Miley and Nas were declared people that were only could only do things for kids. And the second that they didn't do something for kids, everyone got upset. A song that, you know, was kind of sad about where they are right now. And Doja and Nas are always like the butt of the joke because they're always just doing random stupid celebrity stuff. And they wrote a song, Scoop, meaning that they don't they know at the end of the day, people are always going to hate them. But, you know, headlines get headlines and my fans are always going to stay here. Elton John was just there, though. I couldn't figure that one out.
You really got into this.
I did.
I like understood like the basic meanings, but oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so when people are like, Nas didn't get any black men on the...
Because they... Okay, no,
they don't want to be there.
That's... Okay, one. Who's he going to get on there?
And first
I
of
know
all,
him and
DaBaby and all of his boyfriends are heated at him until, like, the end of time.
Yeah.
If and you're one of DaBaby's boyfriends.
Frank and the one dude, but I don't know. I feel like it's knowing your demographic.
Right.
And then people were like, the only song he has with a man is Jack Harlow. Okay. Are y'all.
He literally wrote a song with DaBaby.
Like, are y'all.
And Nas.
What?
Little Not. Panini is with DaBaby.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And I think that's so funny.
It's hilarious. He also hasn't taken it down. So that means if you were really like, man, I kind of miss when DaBaby and Nas could coexist. You can go have a flashback to that.
That means
anytime
he's
you
getting
wish.
Big bank off of that. You know what I didn't understand? The one song with DaBaby levitating featuring DaBaby.
It confuses me.
Okay, because she found out about all that and then she took the song down. And she like always had a single version with just herself.
Uh-huh.
But she took the song down and like, she took down the one with the feature. Stay in your bag.
I think...
Like, Nas was literally... Lil Nas X literally the butt of that joke, and he still kept it up.
I'm quite sure the reason that Nas did keep it up is so that DaBaby's boyfriends wouldn't get more mad. But my thing is, for DaBaby to be as homophobic as he is, how did he not notice that the colors of the Panini, like, single thing or the plan flag?
Mm-hmm.
You looked that over, saw the colors, it was like, sick. Seems straight to me, dog. Like, bro?
What? Seems straight to me, dog.
Like, it did nothing about that album cover. But honestly, you know, yeah. I really have no clue where I was about to go with that.
No. Well, see, because I just thought it was funny because everyone does the same thing every time where they'll be like, oh my gosh, look at this male artist. What? He's pretty good. Let's all. Because when Old Town Road came out, everybody was like jumping on Lil Nas.
Right.
And then he was like, oh, you know, kind of gay. And they were all like, oh.
Well, no, that's what upset them. It's not that he dropped Old Town Road and then he was like, oop, I'm gay. He dropped Old Town Road. Old Town Road was big, but it didn't get like to like its highest point yet. But then it was like, it was Rodeo. It was Panini. It was honestly everything on that whole
seven. He came out with Closure.
Seven EP, right.
Yeah.
But Closure, when he dropped that whole EP, he didn't come out into the Closure music video.
Yeah.
And even then, it's called Closure because, like, first of all, if y'all didn't know, Lil Nas used to be a Nicki Minaj stan.
Yeah. Used to?
He still... Let me get to where I'm getting. So... People who were found at this account and realized and put two and two together, they were like, wait a minute, weren't you gay? And they started outing him. Like, I'm talking all these like homophobic dicky stands. You're like, are you gay? Answer the question, bro. Are you? Are you? And then, you know, Closure was already out. He was like, let me go ahead and like, well, he was making, in the process of making Closure, dropped it, music video as well. You were like, all right. Okay. And then that is pretty much like if this were a graph, like here is what Old Town Road is doing and here's like the peak it hit, and then this is right when closure happened. So, you know, it spent that, wasn't it, 19 weeks in the number one spot, snatched that record for himself. And then people realize, they're like, I love this song. I love this song. I love everything you do. You're a what? Like, it was a lot for these homophobic people. Because I think the problem was people felt like it was the unification of the races. Country music and rap. And they were like, wow.
But everybody, okay, because I always think it's funny that the first thing they do whenever, like, they don't like a song, they be like, I let my kids listen to you. Old Town Road, literally, if you look into the lyrics, it's not my fault y'all thought he was talking about horses.
It's truly not. Also, not to mention, anytime someone had a feature, they were talking about, like, women and intercourse, except for, like, Mason, because he's, like, six. I know he's not literally six. I just call everyone six if they're younger than 12.
But, yeah, no, Old Town Road was never about any of that. And everyone was like, I let my kid do it. And then that argument ran out because when he was releasing Industry Baby, he was like, do not let your kids watch my music video. Like, I'm telling y'all now, this, I don't want to hear nothing about it. This was not for
your kids, bro.
It's not for your kid. And then they let their kids watch it, and he was throwing it back, and they were like, really, my kids?
So, you know, we've talked about pretty much Lil Nas' whole career here, but he's not the only person who dropped an album this year.
No. Oh, my. Well, we mentioned the other two.
We mentioned the other two. And, you know,
that Doja album.
Hold on. Can I tell you about, like, how I learned Tyler's album drop? So, okay. So I was talking to these people, like, late at night. I was FaceTiming them. Oh. And I was out of town. So I was in my cousin Kimberly's room, which is right across my cousin Isaiah's room, because Kimberly is in college and they just use that as the guest room. So I was in there, I was on the phone, and I guess Isaiah heard me when he was out of his room. And I was like, wait, did Tyler's album drop? And I swear, like, exactly a minute after that, Isaiah comes in, throws open the door, but he doesn't throw it open because it's like 3 a.m, takes his phone and just shows me the album cover and that a song is playing. And I went, it's out? And he was like, yeah. And it's like, for real? And he was like, stop talking so loud. And then he started playing it, and he started nodding his head, and then he just kind of shut the door and went back about his business that night. So I was like, whoa, that's crazy. So I started some songs, but I was exhausted at this point. And I was like, I'm going to listen to, like, one more song, and I'm going to go to sleep. But Tyler has, like, a lot of really good transitions on the album. I was sitting there for, like, 20 minutes listening to the song.
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
You just lost, like, whole track.
Time. Whole track. Because I was like, oh, well, it faded so nice. I would have just, well, that one also faded. So I was messed up.
But
there.
Tyler's pretty much known. One, his songs fade, but he always, like, has, like, really lengthy albums.
Yeah, he does. And that's honestly great. He's got a 7-minute song in there. It's delicious. It's a controversial take that I do like Sweet / I Thought You Went Into This. Because I know a lot of people don't like it, but I like it.
The song's name is delicious?
No. I think the song itself is delicious. This song is Sweet / I Thought You Wanted to Dance. So it's almost like two songs put together. So it's like 7 minutes.
I wish, I don't know. Okay. What top collabs are you waiting for?
Like, are you saying I know it's going to happen in the future, or I'm just like,
I really
just to pull two names out of my boot, I want to hear them together.
They got to go. I'd like if they went together. Like, I want to see, like, a Nas and Nicki.
I know people don't really do, like, just three people on a song.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to see Tyler, Megan, Nas.
No, I think that's
and then, bad. No, but hear me out here. I want Tyler's song to be the bass. So it's mostly Tyler
beat.
And then Doja's always going to be in the back because, first of all, her harmonization and vocalization is amazing. So Doja's always going to be in the back. And at one point, it's going to get stronger and it's going to be a Doja verse. After that, it's going to fade into Nas, right? And then we let Tyler take it out whatever way Tyler wants to take it out. So that you just get like that.
We get to Megan?
That sample. You mean? Oh, Megan, my bad. I forgot Megan. So we're going to have all right, sorry, my brain put Doja in the mix. But that would also be a good song.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we got Megan in there, then at that point it's about to be Tyler and his, like, weird church choir that he always has on hand.
I don't know where he gets them. In the back.
Where do they come from?
I don't know.
Can you just sign up?
I kind of feel like it's, you remember Kirk Franklin?
Yep.
I kind of feel like it sounds a lot like his choir.
Oh, so are you implying that he just took his choir?
No, I'm implying that his is a part of it.
Oh, well, choirs, it's really hard to get a choir that doesn't sound like another, because choirs are trying to be such a perfect mix of alto, tenor, and sopranos. So once you get that same mix, you chill.
Hold on. Okay. I don't really listen to Tyler like that.
Uh-huh.
So I would say Lil Nas, Megan.
You can throw in as many people as you want. You could be like, actually, I want Lil Nas, Megan, SZA, Doja. Like, just do what you want. It's free range.
Why are you throwing SZA into this? Dang, now I got to think about that one. I was thinking like Lil Nas, Faux Show. Lil Nas, Megan, because they slapped.
Together, they're so excellent.
I think I want to say Doja. And then it's like SZA on harmonies.
Willow.
You with a passion. Oh my gosh, can we talk about how, like, because everybody was like, Willow Smith just made a comeback. Willow, she didn't.
I didn't hear about no type of comeback, no nothing.
She left, but are y'all forgetting? Y'all like played her and I need it right now to death.
Yeah, that beat driver artist is saying like insane. Brendan Urie with I'll know it. Brendan Urie has one song that completely blew up and he absolutely hates performing it now. I'll get back to that later.
Can't tell me it's not Doja with Say
Doja
So.
Doja got hate Say
she
So.
She literally, when she has to do that on stage,
she'll like roll her eyes when she sees it.
All of the fun has sucked out of it because y'all won't let it die. But they changed. I felt like Ain't Crap by Doja was going to suppress that. But it has
white
a
people
lot of words.
Don't like songs they can't scream themselves.
So I feel like
Woman has become that song.
Yeah, but then
but
I feel like
it still hasn't taken over Say
the
So.
The beat on the back is giving them like but yeah. Nothing is gonna beat
Say So. Like she can't.
I'm pretty sure she's like up at night, like I wish I could unstream this song.
What's the name of that panic song? I chimed in with a haven't you people ever heard of? That one? Because that's the song that Brendan Urie hates.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though.
Right. Because he tires of it.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, I think that was a good transition to talking about Doja. Because her album.
It's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedy.
Thank you.
Okay, because why do you not say the name in the song? Because usually people ask me the same name of a song, I'd be like.
That's an old, like. I can't even say this old alt band thing. Like, all alt bands have always done that. Literally, there were, like, these MyCam songs I like, and I never knew the name of them. And Natalia called me emo. So I was like, okay. And she was like, so listen to MyCam. And I was like, okay. So I put on an album, and I heard, like, three songs that I never knew the name of, but I had been obsessed with for forever. And I was like, bro. And I had to add them onto my playlist, and I still be forgetting the names.
No, okay, because a lot of them do that. But it's more in, like, pop and rap and literally every other genre that you can just get the name of a song through it.
What's the name of that one song that goes, Pretty Wings, Pretty Wings? It's always that simple. What's the name of that one song where he's, like, the Take My Horse to the Old Town Road? Like, it should be that simple all the time.
Is it? Hold on. I'm, like, 99.9% sure that Willow's dropping an album.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, sorry. It came out July the 16th.
This okay. That's
sad.
This is
like an old one. It came out July the 15th. But
I'm feeling a little bad.
But that has Transparency, so I've listened to it. I just didn't know the things on it. But I thought she was coming out with one. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah. Also, people grasp onto Willow songs like it's addicting.
I think it's the Smith effect.
Oh.
In West
okay,
Philadelphia.
Okay, but I've never heard a Jaden Smith song.
He writes music?
Yeah. So, I don't think.
I thought he was so, like, I thought it was like a Venn diagram of Smiths, and it was like, Will, he's an actor and musician. He's the middle of the Venn diagram. Jaden, just an actor. Willow, just a singer. Like, I thought it was like one of those.
No, he has a song called Summertime in Paris with Willow, and I heard it, and I'm like, LOL, because I did not know, I've never heard one of his songs. But I was like, so clearly, I mean, someone's listening to it. But y'all, but that TikTok does this thing where they grasp on to a part of a song and they don't let it go.
Yeah, and they beat it to death. Yeah, and then
with a hammer.
Not even with a hammer, bro. You know those mallets from the game where you try to like get that perfect score and hit the top? They take one of those, but they all have one. And instead of trying to get it to the highest point, they're just trying to see how far they can beat it into the ground.
No, because they definitely have, right now, they're clutch. Okay, because first it was the, oh my gosh, first it was Wait a Minute. I'm not going to keep singing the song because I can't think of the name. Wait a Minute, they clutched onto that in the early TikTok. Then it was Transparency, and they were like, oh my gosh, like Black Alternative, which yes, but she's been that, so we're not going to be surprised. But now it's the Meet Me at Our Spot, the quarter vibe.
Right.
And they're not letting it go.
Like, that's what they do. And then what they start doing is that they go, this artist would be nothing without TikTok. You were one of the people that was encouraging them like 30 minutes ago. No, why are you acting different?
People were saying that about her. She's a Smith.
Bro, no matter what you do, all right?
She could literally.
All these Smiths are going to be their declared Smith, and they cannot get. They will always have this high point. Yes. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Karate Kid.
Literally, she can make a booty song.
And I Whip My Hair. Those, they will never be not popular because they have these high points.
She could literally make a complete booty song and people would still be like, like, but yeah, think about it like this. I didn't even know he made music. And his music is still like topping charts. I didn't even know he made music.
Dang, that's crazy. By the topping charts and nobody that knows.
Exactly. I don't know. I've never. Then I was like, oh, I've heard this, but that's him. Okay. But on the point that we never reached, that Doja album. It's been brought into circulation many times, but I love it. I love it. Okay, because one.
Hold on. I'm going to pull up the discography because I can never remember the name of my favorite song, but I'll know it when I see it.
I may, because I was listening to the, okay, I'm going to give you the string line of events for that. Because
all right.
She previewed that song, and then she got, like, canceled.
Yeah.
And then was like, I'll give you guys the song. And she never give it. So I've been listening to snippets, but listen to your friends. But you know, like, when you overplay a snippet and this real song comes and you're like,
You know, all of Ain't Nothing was out, right? No, but it was just entirely different. Yes, it was. Someone recorded the live.
Yes, I know that, but I'm saying, like, because hearing a live song recorded and hearing, like, the actual song.
Right.
After it's been, like, produced and mixed down, like, is amazing. But, yeah, they're still beating Doja songs into the ground with a hammer right now. And this album came out not too long ago. This album came out June 24th. And they still beating it into the ground. I see a different dance.
Love all the ethnic dances to women. But the next time I see the same six TikTok motion, white people TikTok motions.
I'm talking about the boom, 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 boom. And they go like here and then they go.
Bro, it's driving me insane.
Oh my gosh. Because y'all can't just all. I saw one dude where he did the hip, chest, and then up and then did it. And I think he was, I don't know what he was, but he was like, he was some type of other ethnicity besides Caucasian.
Right.
And he stitched it and started like dancing to, oh my gosh, what song? It's about fireflies. You would not believe. Yeah.
It's literally called Fireflies?
Yeah, it's about fireflies. he started just like jumping around his room to that and was like, he captioned it. It was like something like, since y'all want to take ours, how does it feel? And I was like, oh my gosh, really?
Y'all are evil. All right. So the song that I was thinking of was Naked. It's amazing. It's my favorite. But we need to very quickly do our TikTok minute.
You want to do the TikTok minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I was thinking like a song a minute, maybe. TikTok a minute is cool. I think you have yours, so you go first.
Who said that? Who said that?
I just feel like you don't have yours.
I have to scroll for it. All right, I found it because you're sucking over here. So DJ K has apparently found an interest in wrestling.
Oh my gosh, I hate this.
It's this video of y'all know MMA fighters like to do that thing where they get their faces all close to like try to intimidate the other one.
Yes,
and but then, in this video, it's a compilation of every time because one of them has kissed the other.
Well, yeah, because sometimes they actually do. Because I mean, you
the
that
first
close.
Ones are so funny because I don't know if you've ever had to hold like a rabbit chihuahua back from fighting someone and how they like gnash their teeth and they flail their arms. Like that's what some of these people do once they realize that they just got kissed. And like there's always someone in the middle and he always has to like nope and have to like grab the one that's getting aggressive and like pull him back, like the way you pull back your chihuahua whenever he decides that he hates somebody.
This is speaking from personal experience.
Actually, no, it was a Pomeranian that I'm speaking of experience from, but I'm just saying chihuahua because that's more universal.
Oh yeah, that's more common.
Yeah.
Okay, my TikTok, you know that one TikTok filter where it literally puts like a suntan on people?
Yeah, that one.
This one, it literally just puts like a little COVID mask suntan. So somebody said, bruh, you can tell that it's a filter. Use foundation on it. So she stitched the video talking about how many times do I need to prove myself. And it's just, hold on. I'm showing the hurricane. And it's like,
it's literally
visibly
lightening.
Under the mask. Like visibly under the filter.
It's literally lightening the beauty
blender. You can tell that it's under the filter. And the dude was like, oh my. And that video itself is funny. But the funnier thing is the person stitching it. And he was like, man, we know it's a filter. You don't even got to lie. We see it. Your hand is under the filter. Like, that was literally the whole thing. And I just thought that was hilarious.
I find it so funny. People, like, continue to use filters, but they, like, they're running gags that they pretend that they don't know the filter's there. Like, the girl who says she has purple eyes. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Warren's In...
Sanity?
Where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is.
This is DJ K signing out.
Hurricane signing out. Love y'all.